This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're listening to Get Serial on Syn. We are joined in the studio by Mobs. They're going to perform one of their songs, Find Another You, and then we are going to play another song from them, Big World. Boys, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Let's just skip to the part where you screw me over. There you go, you change your mind. Like you and I were a waste of time. The writing's on the wall, and I don't care. No regrets, I just can't forget you. 'Cause I could turn this whole thing round. I found someone to take your crown. I see you at the dance. I really need a change, though it might feel strange. Gonna just replace all of our memories. No matter where I go, no matter who I am, the world that I know, I'm gonna find another you. Somebody just the same, someone to numb the pain. I won't be the joker, 'cause I could laugh just to hide the shame of how you played me just like a game. I'll never fall again. Take this broken heart, make a brand new start. Even if it's hard, I swear I'll get over you. No matter where I go, no matter who I love, this is all that I know. I'm gonna find another you, somebody just the same, someone to numb the pain.
Big World by Mobs. Before that, live performance, Find Another You, also by Mobs. And the boys join us in the studio now. How are you going, guys?
Good morning.
How are we going, guys?
Thank you for joining us this morning. Very much an 80s vibe from that song we just heard, Big World. Is that something you kind of try to bring to your tracks?
We want to be 80s babies.
Yeah, that's the big...
I think Scott's 1998, though, but we pretend we're born in 81.
Yeah. We do have a secret love for the 80s. Yes. Or maybe not so secret.
Not secret anymore.
No, I think everyone does.
Yeah.
No, I like that. And so there's four of you in this morning. Just quickly introduce yourselves for us.
Beautiful. So I'm Michael. I play guitar.
I'm Jordan. I sing and play some keys.
I'm Scott. I play bass and synth.
And I'm Matt, and I play the drums.
And when did this? When did you guys kind of decide that you wanted to form a band, that music was for you?
So me and Jordan, we started the band quite a few years ago now, maybe 7 years or so.
2012.
Yeah. And we started playing together, just the two of us, and slowly as...
At swimming pools.
We started playing at swimming pools back in the day. So pretty much how we just played before, just acoustically. And then as time went on, we found Matt, and then we found Scott, and we pieced it all together.
We just found them.
They were like just
band Tinder.
We're on the side of the street.
Let's up one day.
Yeah, were they at the...
Matt was lifeguarding.
Yeah, Matt was a lifeguard there. Scott was... How old were you then?
I was probably in year six.
The running joke is that Scott's 12.
Yeah.
He's not, though. So
I like that, yeah. So when you guys kind of come together to write a song, what's that process like with the four of you?
It's pretty cool because we have these songwriting partners, pretty much, who are our producers, M Square Productions. So we go in there and we're kind of like... We find a song that we kind of want to structure and follow. So it might be, what's an example? Find Another You was Boys of Summer.
Yeah,
Don Henley song, Boys of Summer. We all love that song, so we're like, let's try and write our Boys of Summer song. And then we sit there, and then for the album, what we did was we were writing each song about a movie. So then we'd go, what movie sounds like that song, or what brings that vibes from that song? And then we'd go, okay, that's the movie, now let's write the song from the movie, and then it just starts being layered and layered and layered until it's done.
Yeah, that's a really cool way of going about it. So, heavily 80s influence, what would you say are some of your biggest inspirations?
For Jordan, it would be Don Henley.
Yeah, Don Henley, yeah, Phil Collins. Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney Houston, huge.
Love Whitney.
Yeah, gotta love Whitney. Who doesn't, though?
Big fan.
What
big
else?
80s fan.
One of our songs is based off of Whitney Houston.
Yeah, we've got a song on
Drive Away. So that was off our first EP.
Sounds a little too similar sometimes. Just ignore that fact.
So you're saying that a lot of your inspiration is from things that are texts or movies or songs that already exist. Do you hope one day to kind of write from your own perspective, or I guess as you kind of continue to grow as a band, or is there something special about, you know, writing from Whitney or from some, you know, movie that's really important to you?
Well, yeah, we've written like that before, and then we just did it on a EP where I just had this idea of like writing about some movies, and then it kind of like, I don't know, built, because I don't think anyone was really doing it. So then when we got signed and we did our album, they're like, do more of that because that's cool. So
yeah, we kind of lent into it a bit.
We had
a little bit of a taste on our first EP of like writing that way, and it was something different than what we've done before, especially writing like that, because, you know, in the past we've kind of written not in the studio, whereas this was very much, okay, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to write. And so that was kind of the taste on the EP, and then the album kind of followed up on that.
I haven't been heartbroken in a while, so there's nothing really to write about, so as writers, I'll write some, watch some movies and write about them.
But it is like an overlap, though. So a lot of the stuff that we do end up writing in the studio, whether it be based on some films or whatnot, the themes of those films tend to overlap in what's happening in our everyday life. So, yeah, a lot of that comes down to the relation between us and the movies. But, yeah, we find a lot of the commonality between us and the movies references in there completely.
Yeah, really cool. I'm going to play another song of yours, School's Out. What's the story behind this one?
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just perfect. Trying to kick out school and go for a hangout with your friends, and then that's it.
Yeah.
That's the song.
All right, let's give it a spin. You're listening to Get Serial, joined by Mobs. This is School's Out. School's Out by Mobs. Such a good vibe from that. Inspiration for that one, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so that, you were speaking before, that's kind of the theme for this new album, is every song has a movie. I was wondering if you could list them off for us.
Matt's got the list. Get the list out, Matt.
So the first one.
Oh, he's going to do it.
I'll be back.
Oh, God.
Smart guy over here. I'll Be Back is about the Terminator.
Yep.
She's All That is Find Another You. Big awesome. World is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. School's Out is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yep.
Close to Sun is about Top Gun. Way awesome. Back is about...
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Home is E.T.
Cruel Intentions is Cruel Intentions.
It's an easy one.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Is Some Kind of
Some
Wonderful.
Kind of
also another easy one.
Yeah.
Stand By You is Stand By Me.
And Take It Slow is Pretty In Pink.
Pretty Pink, yeah.
I think awesome. That's all of them.
Yeah, no, and you've got movie posters and everything on your Instagram. Mm, yeah. Is this something that... was in the making for a long time, or did it just like come to you?
We were pretty fortunate to get in touch with a really cool graphic designer called Daniel Hollop. He lives over in the UK, and yeah, we connected through him. And anyway, we sent him the album, and he was like, "I really love this album. I can definitely make some sort of concept around this." And you know, we went back and forth with the whole process of it, and he goes, "It'd be really cool if we did a movie poster thing." And so, yeah, for every song on the album, we have a movie poster that goes to the song, which is really cool. So we have that in the vinyl, and, you know, people who purchase vinyl get the posters with it as well. So
that's awesome. It's a really, really great way of going about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you guys have done a few live shows as well. How does kind of your music translate to the stage?
Fun. Yeah. Try and be fun, yeah.
Yeah, it's like our live show is, we like to think that we're like a pretty fun, energetic kind of band, which you can hear through the songs, especially that song School's Out. So we just kind of try and bring what we've recorded, you know, just have that energy coming out on stage when we're playing, just kind of let everyone in the room, you know, feel like they're having a good time, having a dance around. A few shows we've played lately, like we've played a couple of songs off the album that aren't out yet. And just to see kind of like the feeling and people that have never heard them before, like, you know, dancing, like we had people
swing dancing
to one of the songs randomly the other week.
They were strange though, so I don't know if that's because of the music or not.
Spoiler alert, there is a song that we go off Wham, so a lot of Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, and yeah, they just started swing dancing.
It was interesting. It was a first for us. But yeah, we just try and really bring out like as much energy as we can, just, you know, make sure everyone there is enjoying themselves.
We prefer playing live than doing anything else, so we hope that we're better live than we are in the recordings and everything, so... We work hard on it, so hope that comes
absolutely.
Through.
It shows through. I know that you guys are super excited for what is to be a very, very soon, very... It's coming up, your release. I want to know, do you have, like, a master list of movies that you kind of want to check off to use as inspiration for songs, or is it kind of just you're all sitting, hanging out, and it's like, this would work perfectly, I can already hear it in my mind?
It's always, like, my homework when we're recording, like... I just, like, watch a movie every night before we get in the next day, and I'm, like, watch, like, 7 movies. I come in with, like, sleeps to my eyes, and I'm, like, we're doing this film, and there's this film, and there's this film, and I'm just trying to, like, write quotes down and stuff. So we have some still written down that we didn't use, so I can't remember what
maybe
they are.
Maybe for too. Yeah. I know when we've, like, come in and we'll kind of be brain... Like, sometimes we'll be like, okay, what movie do we want... When we did the album, we're like, what movie do we want to write about? And... You know, everyone in the room will kind of have, like, their different ideas, and it'll kind of be like, oh, I forgot about that movie, and I think that's, like, the song Big World that played before Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Like, we were like, oh, that's such a, like, you know, really nostalgic for us as, you know, being in our 20s, and we watched that when we were kids, and we were like, yeah, let's do that. So, yeah, sometimes it's just, like, what gets... floated around the room, and then
specifically like one-liners. I remember Painter was like baseball, and that is a massive one-liner,
kind of like sold us.
No, that's awesome. I really, really like that. So the album's released tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And where can we find the album?
So it should be on Apple Music, Spotify, online, all your streaming
Amazon
services,
music, all that random
ones. All of those.
Yeah, awesome.
At our live shows. That kind of thing.
There's a merch you can pre-order a bundle, can't you?
I think so, yeah. On our social, if you check our social medias, all the information's up there.
Yeah, and what was the social media?
So all our social media is just at Mobs Music, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's the three big ones.
Yeah,
be able to find everything there.
LinkedIn. We're not on that, so you can't book us that way.
It's just us in business suits.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, thank you so much, boys, for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It's been great. I love the vibe that you bring.
Thank you.
All the best for the album release and for everything else that you've got planned. This has been Mobs on Get Serial this morning. We're going to go into some more music now. This is the End Times Ballpark Music. You're listening to Get Serial.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.